This is the time to be executing your watch list. When you're doing the fundamentals, when you're reading companies, you're reading that cash flow statement, you're reading that balance sheet, you're reading the income statement, you're watching the earnings calls, you're listening to the earnings calls, you're learning the fundamentals of the company, you add that company to your watch list. It's just like putting something on layaway. That's your watch list. You know what? I would love to have Google. I would love to have Facebook. If I had all the money in the world, what would I buy? What do I know? First, you start off with what you know. What do I know? I know what I've heard of Google, Facebook, Amazon, Walmart. I heard these companies, Home Depot, Coca-Cola. Now that I've heard these companies, I make that list. Now I go look into the finances of those companies. I look into the finances. First, you can start off sometimes. You know what? I know technology very well. I know healthcare very well. Ladies and gentlemen. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take healthcare. I'm going to write down my companies in healthcare. Once I got my company written down in healthcare, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the companies in healthcare, creating your watch list. You're not buying right now. You're creating your watch list. Now it's the time to be executing off of that watch list. Maybe you're doubling up on stocks you already own. You know what? Let me buy one or two shares of stocks I already own. Let me go ahead and execute off my watch list. So many people are scrounging around now. What should I buy? This is the time you should be executing off your watch list, right? Like Peter Lynch said, the best stock to buy is a stock you already own. Things that's already in your portfolio that's already down, buy a little bit more. When I see the whole market down for no reason, nobody can seem to explain, this is when you start to buy. Yes, we know we're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, we know we're in the middle of an election. Yes, we know companies are hurting. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you how to look at economical indicators. I know what it feels like. I'm going to show you guys and girls how to look at economical indicators. What is employment? What is real estate doing? Are people filing for unemployment? Are people unemployed? What are companies doing? What are companies' earnings look like? Because I know what it feels like. It feels like a lot of people out of work. I know what it feels like. But you got to look at economical data to become a better investor. That's what we're going to do. We're going to look at the real estate market today. We're going to look at unemployment. This is the time to be executing off of your watch list. Build your watch list. Start with what you know. Once you start with what you know, you write them all down. You look at the finances of the companies. Once you look at the finances of the company, you build a watch list. Just on your phone, you can build a watch list via Yahoo, CNBC, all these companies. Once you have a watch list, times like today is when you are executing off of your watch list. So I got to ask you, what's on your watch list? What would you buy every single day if you had? The market goes down on Monday, you're executing off your watch list. So many people right now are stranded around on what to buy. So many people wondering, Prince, they say the world is coming to an end. They said this. Yeah, a lot of people can say a lot of things, right? So what we're going to do today, we're going to look at economical indicators. And we're always going to keep in mind the bull will always win in the long run, right? So let me take some of you guys and girls' comments of what you're saying before I go into the next topic. Let me take this off so I know my breakpoint.